The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Going to join us right now or at 9:35? Oh, he's now. Now. Whoa. Wait a minute. I got it. I'm sorry.
You wrote a 3 when you should have written a 0.
I certainly did. I did not write 9:05. Adam, man, so glad you're on. Well, in my clock a little earlier today. How are you, my friend?
I always have to confirm which time zone we're doing our communication in anyway, man. It's great to be with you guys. I've actually been listening since the Boomer Esiason Sports Minute.
And awesome.
As a Yankee fan in New Jersey, I don't care about the Mets, so I'm sure all your listeners could have done without that, too.
Well, we're looking at now, as of Monday night late, down here in the state of Alabama, a long, cold winter, not necessarily because Alabama lost, but because college football's over with, Adam. The entire season the entire season was capped off by one of the most amazing college football games I've ever seen. And at the end of it all over, I'm no Alabama fan, but I kept thinking, God bless college football. It has been a blessing to us, and I can't wait for it to start all over again. What a year. What a game.
Yeah, all of that, man. You know, it's an interesting day. It's an interesting week now where you start to look at, you know, where recruiting is starting to shape up. We're going to start getting set for National Signing Day. So I have to start going through the dossier of names and lists. And a lot of these guys aren't even faces to me yet. They're just names and stars and ratings. And you know, it's a lot of muckety-muck. I prefer you just let me know when they're on campus, kind of like the Najee Harris deal. Now, all right, good. He's at Alabama. My boy Tom Lemming's the one who knows all the stuff about them, and he says that he's like almost like a Leonard Fournette and joins that stable of backs, which I guess may or may not include Bo Scarborough. I didn't even realize the guy could actually go pro already because he's been around that long.
Uh-huh. But,
so we'll see. But it was a great year. I guess, you know, we learned that, you know, Alabama didn't, you know, they weren't in any close games until that one. They didn't face, I would say they faced one elite quarterback all year, maybe one and a half. And then they faced the best one on Monday night. And while I don't think that game was as good as last year's game, it had the better finish for sure, obviously, to win the national title with 1 second left. And, you know, kind of like Rick Neuheisel spends all year complaining about a legal man downfield, the pick-slash-rub play. You know, they got away with it early where you thought, oh, maybe it won't matter. But then they got away with it again. And, I guess in every field, people use the rules and twist the rules and do the most they can without getting caught. And if they get caught, they stop.
But yeah, we ask an official that we know about those two plays. And it seems that in this day and age, schools have gotten a lot better at disguising their efforts on that type of play. But it is a judgment call. And, you know, in the fast-paced world, I wonder if that's something that you go back and throw that in the review mix.
There's 100 things going on at once, right? And so I guess if the guy's running a route and he's upright, then he's running a route and it's designed that way. But if he's going low and almost turning the defender who's on him into like a blocking sled, that's a different bird. But you know what? It all goes back to what I say in any situation. If it comes down to a missed field goal, it comes down to one call, it comes down to one thing, you know, you don't want to be in that situation to begin with. And you don't want to, I feel like I was just watching Alabama punt for half the game. So, you know, you don't want to be in that situation, and that's what it was. So the defense wouldn't face 99 plays if the offense could hold on to the ball longer.
And of course, you know, you being with CBS College Football, cover the SEC really, really well. From the ACC's perspective, though, really from college football's perspective as well, I know you appreciate a good story. Dabo Sweeney and Clemson is a really, really good story this year, Adam.
Oh, it's sensational. And, you know, I know conference bragging rights are a big deal nowadays, especially because you want your conference to be the best, because at the end of the year when you're compared with everybody else, it's not like the old days where the Rose Bowl takes these guys, the Sugar Bowl takes these guys. You're not penciled into these slots. You have to not only be, Ohio State didn't have to be a conference champion, but you actually have to have those bragging rights, and we've used bowl season as a jumping off point for even the next season. So, you know, we thought all year, hey, the Big Ten's waving its flag loud and proud. We knew that Alabama was way up above everyone else in the SEC, and then the ACC came in, and shockingly, Pitt didn't even win their bowl game against Northwestern, but the ACC ends up going 9-3 in the postseason, and give them that conference title, the title of conferences or whatever it would be, but they're the national champion. And for a guy who went to Alabama, and you know, Gene Stallings had to wear something with red and orange in it, crimson and orange in it on Monday night because it's his guy. For a guy who, you know, whose dad abandoned his family and his mom had to share the dorm with him when he was in school at Alabama. I mean, for a while I thought Dabo Swinney would be the perfect guy to someday replace Nick Saban, but I don't think now he'd ever leave what he started. And I changed my opinion on that a couple years ago. But it's a tremendous story. Great message of love at the end of the game. You know, I saw that some of those cartoons that were going around where they tried to make Nick Saban look like the hard hat guy and Dabo be the fun, jovial one. I don't really think they're that far apart, to be honest with you. I've seen Nick Saban. I've laughed with Nick Saban, and so I think it's an unfair portrayal of who he is now. But I'm very happy for him. And it's funny because, you know, up here I deal with a lot of Michigan fans, a lot of Ohio State fans, and I dread them needling me because everyone thinks I'm like an SEC homer. I went to Syracuse, but it was in the Big East back then. And I love sitting on the CBS desk and watching these amazing games unfold, these great finishes that we had with Tennessee this year, the greatness of Alabama, the way they were able to dominate their conference, no matter whether it was up or down. And so I didn't hear any noise from Clemson people. I'm friends with Christian Wilkins' brother. I think Christian Wilkins, despite his maneuver during the national semifinal, is a TV superstar in the making. But I was really just genuinely happy for the whole Clemson nation. And you know, if it had been Ohio State winning, I would be hearing about it at school drop-off in the morning. So.
Yeah, I bet so. You mentioned the quarterback, and I thought this going into the game, Adam, I picked Clemson to win it because of Deshaun Watson, the more experienced quarterback. I think the best player in college football against a guy that's, let's face it, still a true freshman, has not been on this stage before. And since the Mississippi State game this year, Adam, Alabama's passing game has just been going downward, particularly downfield passing. That is something that in the game Monday night, take away the one to O.J. Howard, which was a great pass, but there were a lot of other receivers that were open and balls were way overthrown. That has got to be a point of emphasis this spring and summer.
Yeah, you know what? Look, Lamar Jackson opened up our season on CBS last year against Louisville Auburn, and he couldn't complete a pass. And I know people still question his passing ability. If Jalen Hurts can make the jump in the passing game that Lamar Jackson did this past offseason, Alabama's going to be in great shape. And he was on the move. The Clemson D-line was really impressive. I thought that, like, on the play where Hurts scored, believe me, once Clemson took the lead 28-24, I thought it was over. I didn't think Alabama was going to score again. And he had that floater that Stewart brought down to set up the 4th-and-1 that they converted, and then later Hurts ran for that touchdown. He was more effective when he just was back there to pass, and instead of doing like a parabola, he chose to take off. And that was the most effective, kind of like Watson in the game last year when he took off. So, yeah, 13-31. I thought that if Clemson were going to win the game, not only would Deshaun Watson again be the star that he is, I thought that Jalen Hurts was going to make mistakes like the turnovers we had seen down the stretch. He didn't turn the ball over. There were a ton of ineffective plays, though. And I was talking to Greg McElroy, and he was pointing to the second down, whether it was the passes or the play calls. After Scarborough got hurt, they had one second down play that got positive yards and it was a two-yard Damian Harris carry. And the rest were, you know, a couple negative rushes, but a lot of incompletions. And then that sets up third and long, you know, third and six, third and seven. And it was, what, like 10 or 12 in a row that they didn't convert. So, yeah, there's work to do. I don't think that the offense looked any better than they did against Washington. Different team you're facing. The one play that really worked was when O.J. Howard went out like he was going to block, like you said. There was the long completion from Hurts to Howard, and then the trick play with Stewart to Howard that they got away with. But, the thing is, I don't know that I would change much if I'm Alabama.
Yeah.
Because it takes an elite quarterback to beat them. So is that Shea Patterson next year, if Ole Miss can get all of its other pieces together? Who is it? Is LSU going to make enough of an improvement now without Fournette? I know Darius Geis is great, but if you've got enough of those pieces coming back on defense, you've got the guys in the running back spot, even if Scarborough leaves, Hurts is going to get better, Ridley's back, Stewart's back. You really need a new Eddie Jackson. I think that's who they missed a ton. But you're not going to see Deshaun Watson anymore. JT Barrett, he's not going to scare you now. So I don't even think Michigan's going to be as good. Penn State's going to be a dangerous team, but that's like they're very much like Oklahoma to me. Great running backs, gunslinging quarterback, you know, some defensive playmakers. So if I'm Alabama, I don't think that I'm changing much. I'm just getting better with who I've got and who I've got coming in.
Adam Zucker, CBS Sports. A lot of people around here in Alabama, when the college football season ends, they just sit around, look out the window, wait for college football season to begin again. You know, I remember the old line from the old Hall of Famer Rogers Hornsby when he was talking about what he does during the baseball off season. He said, "I sit around all winter and wait for spring training." What about you during the off season? What are the storylines from the Southeastern Conference that you'll sort of be tracking in anticipation of the 2017 season?
Well, I will continue to do my show, The Lemming Report, with Tom Lemming, who's the guy who kind of started the coverage of recruiting. I mean, and Tom is nuts. Tom is, I don't even know his age. I don't think he'll tell me his age now, but he drives around the country and scouts players, and he's, you know, he ranks them. He follows where they're going to go. He's starting to feel old because he covered when their fathers were getting recruited.
Well, Adam, I was watching you guys last night. I was channel surfing and saw you and Lemming on together, and you were profiling a lineman from Houston, and Lemming says, "Well, I drove down there and watched this kid, and he's one of the best." Thinking, what?
What?
he had to buy a car. He used to rent cars, he told me. He used to, like, rent cars, or there was a Ford dealer he was getting his Explorer from, and they told him, "We can't lease you your cars anymore because you're
too many miles."
Some kind of arrangement where he's going, like, 100,000 miles in 2 years, and he literally doesn't like to fly, and he just drives everywhere to scout these kids out. So there's a lot of people who watch videos online, and they rank these kids, and then they tell you where they're going to go, and they track their visits and all that stuff, and I mean, even what Tom does to me, that's his living. That's it. You know, I always say to Tom jokingly when we're taping the show, like, you know, "Let me know when he signs, Tom. Let me know when he's on campus." Kind of like the Najee Harris story. Okay, you know, he was yo-yoing with Michigan. He said he was going to jump in a car or a plane from the All-Star game and go to his school of choice. And great, now it's Alabama, and so case closed. And signing day maybe gets less relevant as these guys make those decisions earlier in their lives, like Jalen Hurts had. So to answer your question, you know, we'll track recruiting day. I've got the whole stack of the signing classes from last year. See who's leaving these teams, who's going pro, who's coming in as recruits, who looks to step into spots that are opening up. And then the spring games come around, you know, tracking injuries, things like that. But now I'm into basketball. And I know you were saying, like, in the Southeast, you know, a lot of fans are going to just kind of look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not be this year, but the SEC is going to get deeper in basketball as some of these high-profile coaches have taken over at these programs and start to get these recruits going. Start, you know, John Calipari is the Nick Saban of the SEC in basketball. And I think in the SEC, where in football at the end, unless you're just an Auburn fan who can't even stand the idea of Alabama winning another title, you still want your conference to win. I get where SEC basketball fans, they won't root for John Calipari, because in basketball, your conference reputation isn't as important to get your own team into the tournament come you know, Selection Sunday. So I'm into that now, and like the ACC is in the midst of what could be like the greatest conference grouping ever, and we knew that would happen with the Big East, you know, some of the best of the Big East joining them. But you know, I'm into hoops now. It's crazy. I got to kind of like pull one crank down and push up another, like Homer Simpson at the nuclear plant.
Well, we will admit, Barry and I do our very best to get the basketball mojo working. We're going to kind of turn the page probably later this week, early next week, even though the conference is what, in their fourth game as of last night and this week. And then, of course, when CBS starts hitting that, can we say March Madness, Barry? Barry tells me we can't
I'm
say
not
March
sure.
Madness. We are a CBS affiliate, so I guess we're okay to do it.
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, so we really get into it then, and I think a lot of the countries like that. We've had a lot of national sports guys tell us, well, who watches basketball in the regular season? I'm thinking, ooh, wow, you shouldn't have said that. But are we inundated with too much regular season college basketball? Because, like last night, I'm channel surfing, stumbled upon you guys. Every other channel's got, they got a basketball game on.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the difference in the two sports, so... The reason I love my job is because college football is the best regular season. And if you're hardcore into college football, you know, the NFL is you know, the next rung down as far as every game mattering in the regular season. Of course, you know, you can't go 8-8 and expect to make the playoff. But in college football, you know, it's not often you're going to get away with two losses and make the playoff. So you can't expect the same thrill out of a regular season in college basketball as you can in college football, but you can see the next great basketball players, even if they're just going to be there for a year. So I would encourage anyone who hasn't seen Lonzo Ball from UCLA, watch
him.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, you could watch the game we had with Kentucky and North Carolina, 103-100, and Malik Monk going for 47, I believe. I mean, that was epic stuff. And just – the great thing about college sports in general is it is that proving ground. And I'd love to see, believe me, I'd love to see these guys get some more help with their lives, but they get to showcase their stuff. And, you know, I get where in the SEC after football season, it's not the same, except maybe at Kentucky and Arkansas, of course, and Florida has a great program. But as Bruce Pearl gets things going and, you know, Ben Howland gets things going at Mississippi State, I would think that it's going to ratchet up even more. But you know, look, there's 20 something games. You can't put your soul on their coffee table like you do on a Saturday. It's a different deal. But come postseason, where people complain that there's too many bowl games, well, you get the NCAA tournament, and if whether it's sitting back and enjoying the canvas of the NCAA tournament, or if it's just wanting to win your tournament pool at work for pride, yeah. Of course, just pride, you know, uh-huh. then it's worth definitely investing some time. And, you know, look, you can tune in for the last 8-9 minutes of a basketball game too. No one's going to penalize you. And, you could get the whole lowdown probably in those final, 8-9 minutes.
Always such a great visit, Adam. Mm-hmm. We look forward to the next time we get a chance to visit with you. Hopefully, you know, it'll be just a short amount of time before we catch up at SEC Media Days coming up this summer. We always have enjoyed the time and look forward to it again.
Well, you guys are the best. I will say 2016 really flew by. I don't know exactly why, but it won't be long. I do realize that I'm suddenly getting geared up for things on the calendar that I thought just happened. So. Looking forward to it.
Us too. Have a great spring. We'll talk to you soon. Adam, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it. Always a lot of fun.
All right. No doubt, John and Barry. Be good.
All right, buddy. You too. Adam Zucker, he is the CBS College Football Studio host. You also see him on the CBS Sports Network.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.